Therefore, I did not actually visit there to do the interviews about the subject. No, I just went to visit because it was an opportunity for me and my wife to go. We were intending to visit in Manitoba for 1 week to visit my wife's relatives and to find some information about visiting. As we finish our visit in Pictou Lake, we take the side trip from there. We took a trip on charter to Doshamarawa, Manitoba. And then we met some people there that we know, that we knew before. And I was able to talk about those people about this Mitdewin, whether if it's a church, whether we can call it a church or not. As I have experienced before, that's what they say. They said, no, it's not exactly like a Christian church, but it was supposed to be the only kind of spiritual practices connected to the great spirit and creation and all that. That was the only thing that our First Nation has. And it could have been considered the cultural religion or spiritual connection. But the difference about this, as I said before, it was not created for the group or a community, because communities did not exist a long time ago. And therefore it was developed individually, to each individual has to establish it in themselves and use it. So we visit Shamarawa, where we met some elders, and then we went on again by airplane to go to York Landing, Manitoba, which is very close to the railroad, CNR, and not far from Thompson, Manitoba. We visit people there because that is where most of the former York factory, which was abandoned in 1957, York Factory, Manitoba, where the Native people were there, the First Nation were there. I don't know what percentage were half-breeds, but there were some treaty people there and some not. And so the treaty Indians took a trip inland. Some of them went to Shamarawa, some of them went to the York Landing, and some of them scattered all over. And some Métis or half-breeds went to Churchill, and some went to work on the CNR halfway between Gillam and Churchill, some of them even to the south. And some went to the Norrie House, and some went to the Split Lake, Manitoba. So we were able to visit a York Landing people. Most of them were from York Factory, and then those who left York Factory in 1957 are now over 75. They are too old to return, in which they wanted to return to their former home and reestablish themselves there. But unfortunately, they are now getting old and they're weak, and they have now gave up the idea of going back there. But they do organize themselves to visit York Factory each summer for a week to go and stay there and visit the old place. And these are the elders that I had an opportunity to speak to quite a few of them. But I never did actually prepare myself to interview them with the recording, no. But I was able to speak with them. They knew also what I was doing. They knew already because my wife's cousins are there, and they know me, what I do. And then many elders were informed that I was a person who collects stories. And then a few of them spoke to me openly. Some of them Some of them answered my question about shamanism, but I didn't quite ask them if there was a, to say, do you think it was a religion? But most of them would just tell me the stories.